Amén. Dios me le bendiga.
God bless everyone. I'm sorry. I'm not used to using my inner voice. Okay. United in Christ.
Yes. And so I'm so excited that you're here. I can tell everybody that you'll have a blessing, and you will. Because given the conversation I had on the phone to Elizabeth, getting such a sense of love. So I know that that was God's way. We know that it's going to be wonderful time to hear what God has done to these two in Nicaragua and Nicaragua and to the other side. So, we're here.
First of all, we want to thank you,
al pastor,
the pastor,
y la familia de él,
and his family,
y a los líderes de esta iglesia,
and the leaders of the church
que han permitido que nosotros estemos aquí en esta noche,
that have allowed us to be here tonight.
Quiero decirle algo rapidito.
I want to say something really quick.
Cuando hablamos de que nosotros queríamos ser nazareno,
when we spoke about becoming a Nazarene,
lo primero que pregunté fue que si había comida.
The first thing I asked was if there is any food.
Porque hay algo que los cristianos hacen mucho.
Because there is something that Christian people do a lot.
Comer.
Eat.
Alabar a Dios.
Worship the Lord.
Y tener familia grande.
And have a big family.
Amén. Quiero presentar a nuestro hermano Rolando y su esposa Iniabel.
I want to present to you our brother Rolando and his wife Iniabel.
Amén. Thank you. Quiero primeramente hacer una oración.
I want to have a prayer.
Y me gustaría que usted se ponga de pie, por favor.
And if you can please stand.
Así no nos dormimos.
And that way we don't fall asleep.
And by the way, the food was very, very good. Había un flan que comimos que estaba riquísimo.
The flan was very delicious.
Pero todo estaba muy bien.
But everything was very good.
Amén. Vamos a orar, vamos a darle gracias a Dios.
Let us pray, let us thank the Lord.
Padre, te damos gloria.
Father, we give you glory.
Te damos honra en esta noche.
We give you all the honor this evening.
Sabemos que antes de que nosotros llegamos a este lugar ya tú estabas presente.
We know that before we arrived here you were already present.
Y en esta noche te queremos invitar, Espíritu Santo.
And this evening we want to invite you, Holy Spirit.
A que tú tomes el primer lugar en nuestra vida.
That you take the first place in our life.
A que tú toques nuestros corazones.
That you may touch our hearts.
Señor, que tú nos dé un corazón de misiones.
Father, that you give us a heart of mission.
Que podamos entender las misiones.
That we may be able to understand the
missions. Porque tú nos has mandado a hacer una misión.
Because you have ordered us to be a mission.
Y por todo el mundo y predicar el evangelio.
Go through all the world and preach the gospel.
Y creo que todos estamos llamados a hacer esto.
And I believe we were all called to do this.
Y en esta noche hemos venido cada uno presente.
And all of us here tonight.
Hemos venido con una sola mente.
We have come here with one thing in mind.
Para trabajar en la misión.
And that is to work in the missions.
Para ayudar a aquella gente financiera que no podemos nosotros llegar físicamente.
To help those that we cannot reach physically, but we can help financially.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. You may have a seat. Aleluya. Primero queremos empezar.
We want to start.
Con cómo empezó la iglesia Unidos en Cristo.
Telling you a little bit about how United in Christ Church started.
Hace por lo menos 8 años.
We started in 2009.
O 9 años.
Seven years, going on 8.
Por lo menos 7 años, 8 años. Mm-hmm. Empezamos en New Holland.
We started the church in New Holland.
Empezamos con una familia.
We started with one family.
Una familia de 4 personas.
A family
de 5.
A family of 5.
Y sentimos de parte de Dios que teníamos que empezar un estudio bíblico.
And we felt on behalf of the Lord that we needed to start a Bible study.
Alguna gente nos llamaron locos.
Some people called us crazy.
Algunos vecinos nos dijeron que no teníamos el llamado.
Some neighbors said that we did not have the calling.
Pero nosotros no le oímos a esas personas.
But we didn't pay any mind to those people.
Le creímos a Dios.
We believe God.
Amen. A ese que tenemos que creerle.
He is the one that we have to believe.
Mucha gente nos van a llamar locos.
A lot of people will call us crazy.
Pero más locos somos si nosotros no lo hacemos.
But we are more crazy if we don't do it.
Amén. Empezamos en aquel lugar.
We started in that place.
En el community room.
In the community room.
Y como al mes ya teníamos por lo menos 10 personas.
And within a month we had about 10 people.
Hablé con mi pastor.
I spoke with my pastor at the time.
Y le dije, es tiempo de que busquemos un lugar.
And I told him that I thought it was time for us to look for a place.
Encontramos un lugar.
We found a place, a location.
Y ahí comenzamos la iglesia Unidos en Cristo.
And there we started the church United in Christ.
Y todo fue fácil.
And everything was easy.
No. Yo y el pastor hablábamos.
The pastor and I were speaking.
Que el evangelio no es fácil.
That the gospel is not easy.
Si alguien te dice a ti que todo va a estar bien.
If someone says that everything is going to be okay.
Eso no es verdad.
That is not true.
El mismo Jesús dijo, en el mundo tendré aflicciones.
Jesus himself said that in the world you will have affliction.
Porque nosotros no pertenecemos a este mundo.
Because we do not belong in this world.
Amen. Por esa razón,
for that reason,
nosotros no tenemos que hacer riqueza en este mundo.
We do not have to have riches here in this earth.
Porque no pertenecemos a este mundo.
Because we do not belong in this earth.
Hagamos riqueza en los cielos.
Hagamos riqueza en los cielos. Let us make our riches in the earth, in the heaven.
Amén. Por eso en esta noche,
that is why this evening,
nosotros vamos a ver parte de los lugares donde nosotros podemos ayudar.
We're going to see a couple places throughout the world that we can help.
Y cómo nosotros vivimos aquí en Estados Unidos.
And how we live here in the United States.
Quizá alguno de nosotros.
Maybe some of us.
Podemos decir, wow, yo no estoy bien.
Can say I'm not okay.
Pero todavía yo me llevo para mi casa $300 semanal.
But I still take home $300 a week.
But I want more. We all want more. Well, let me tell you something tonight. If we're going to need more, we need more from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because there's a lot of people in the other country, they don't have nothing. And they depend from God. And yes, we got everything. Look, beautiful chair. Look, the carpet. And look, the TV. I mean, it's a bless. Yes, it's nice. But when you go outside, you not really appreciate all this that God give you. Until we go outside and we see how these people live and how these people love God. Cuando yo conocí a Jesús,
when I came to Christ,
yo estaba descalzo.
I was barefooted.
Tenía un pantaloncillito.
I had one pair of underwears.
En Santo Domingo.
In the Dominican Republic.
Éramos bien pobres.
We were very poor.
Pero un día llegó un evangelista.
But one day an evangelist visit.
Y yo tenía por lo menos 6 años.
And I was about 6 years old.
Y yo sentía algo de mí que comencé a llorar.
And I felt something within me and I started to cry.
Yo no sabía por qué yo lloraba.
I didn't understand why I was crying.
Pero ahora entendí que el Espíritu de Dios comenzaba a tocarme.
But now I understood that the Holy Spirit was touching me.
Porque Él tenía algo especial conmigo.
Because He has something special for me.
Y Dios permitió que yo saliera de Santo Domingo.
And the Lord allowed me to leave the Dominican Republic.
Para que llegue a este país bendecido.
So that I can come to this blessed country.
Para mí es una nación bendecida.
For me, this is a blessed country.
Yo sé que muchas veces nosotros no lo creemos.
I know many times we don't believe it.
Pero es bendecida.
But it is blessed.
I mean, look around you. Now we're going to go to Nicaragua. And you know what I'm talking about. And we're going to go to Dominican Republic right now. And you're going to see that you're blessed. You have a one car, but yeah, you want it next year, another car. In my country, I didn't have a car. But yes, I was happy because God was there with me. And today you have so many, we have so many that we can help other. Not only to feed people. No, because if you just feed somebody and just leave it like that, he's going to die. But if you give it that bread that Jesus gave it to us, we're going to live forever. Y todos nosotros tenemos un trabajo que hacer.
And we all have a job to do.
No podemos quizás ir a predicar.
Maybe we cannot go and preach.
Pero podemos ayudar a que otro vaya.
But we can go, we can help someone else to go.
Amén. Si trabajamos unido,
if we work together,
vamos a ser diferente.
We will be different.
Vamos. Ese es el mapa de Nicaragua y la bandera de Nicaragua.
This is the map and the flag of Nicaragua.
En el año, hace 3 años, ¿eh? 2 años. Nicaragua.
2012.
Empezamos. Mm-hmm. Empezamos en Nicaragua en el 2012.
We started in Nicaragua in 2012.
Recuerdo que cuando estábamos en New Holland.
I remember when we were in New Holland.
Había una señora que llegó a la iglesia.
There was a lady that came to the church.
Y yo le dije, yo siento que Dios me va a llevar a Nicaragua.
And I said to her, I have a feeling that the Lord is going to take me to Nicaragua.
And some of the people in my church, they call me the crazy pastor. And that's okay. Because when God puts something in my heart, you better be on board. Because if you're not, I'm going. You know, and I don't want to be like a Moses, that he saw the land to the, far away from him. I want to be there. So I'm telling you, you have to work with the vision that the pastor has. It's not his vision. It's the church vision. Right? I hope you're not sleeping on me. So, le dije que iban a llegar a Nicaragua.
So I told her that we were going to go to Nicaragua.
Pero ella se desapareció. En 2 meses se desapareció de la iglesia.
But within 2 months, she stopped going to church.
Yo dije, oh, man. Esta era el camino de yo llegar a Nicaragua.
And I thought this was the way for me to get to Nicaragua.
Pero después llegó mi hermano Rolando.
And then brother Rolando came along.
Y comenzamos a hablar.
And we started to speak.
Y yo entendí que era el tiempo de llegar a Nicaragua.
And I understood that it was the time to go to Nicaragua.
Que la puerta Dios la había abierto.
That the doors, God had opened them.
Hablé con los pocos de los hermanos que teníamos.
I spoke with the few brothers that we had in the church.
Unos se pusieron de acuerdo.
Some were in agreement.
Otros dijeron, no podemos.
Others said that we couldn't do it.
Mira qué grupito somos.
Look at the group that we have.
Aún no tenemos ni templo para nosotros mismos.
We don't even have our own church, our own building.
¿Y cómo tú me dices a mí que vamos a llegar a Nicaragua a hacer una iglesia?
And how are you going to tell me that we're going to go to Nicaragua to build a church?
Jesus left everything that he had. And he came and died for us first. I know tonight I don't supposed to be preaching or nothing like that. Sorry, Pastor.
He can't help himself.
So cuando mi hermano Rolando llegó,
so when brother Rolando arrived at the church,
le expliqué cómo yo me sentía.
I explained to him how I was feeling.
Y él me dijo, Pastor, yo creo que eso es de Dios.
And he said, Pastor, I think that's what the Lord wants.
Le dijo, yo necesito que tú me conectes con alguien allá cristiano.
I said, I need you to connect me with someone over there that is a Christian.
Me dijo, pero yo tengo la persona.
He said, I have the person.
Es mi hermano.
He's my brother.
Él es pastor.
He is a pastor.
Pero hay una situación.
But there is a situation.
Que él hizo una iglesia, él y su familia, desde abajo.
And it said him and his family built a church from the bottom up.
Y después que la iglesia estaba ya construida,
and after the church was already, the construction was done,
el concilio le quitó la iglesia.
the denomination took the church away from them.
Y ahora él no quiere trabajar.
And now he doesn't want to work anymore.
Wow. Yo hablé con él.
I spoke with him.
Y le dije, ¿sabe qué?
And I said, you know what?
Yo sé lo que te ha pasado.
I know what you have been through.
Y tiene que ser algo fuerte.
And it must be hard.
Pero Dios ve todas las cosas.
But God sees all things.
Y Dios te va a bendecir.
And he is going to bless you.
Y vamos a trabajar en Nicaragua.
And we are going to work in Nicaragua.
Y él me dijo, yo estoy dispuesto.
He said, I am willing.
Mi esposa, mi familia no están muy contentos.
My wife and children are not too happy.
Por lo que ha pasado.
Because of what has happened.
Pero yo estoy dispuesto.
But I am willing.
Y comenzamos a trabajar.
And we started to work. Now I had to do a little of my magic tricks here. When unite two pictures together so that you can get the whole sign of the first sign that was put on the church over there. And it was called Centro de Adoración, which is a center of worship and family restoration. That's the translation. An oasis of hope. That was the name of the church.
This is the first play that we rent for them. We started right away looking for a place, and we paid $200 in there. Now, we just doing this, I'm talking about 30 people. That's what we have in the church, about 30 mm-hmm. people. And remember, we don't have a building. We don't have basically nothing. But we believe in Jesus. Amen. See, that's the thing. He said, if it's one or two or three together, unite us in my name, he will do amazing thing. Right? And our church is no people from college in there. They don't went to college. Well, we have two now.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, that they don't make a lot of money. Even some of them is in the Social Security. You know, collecting Social Security, because that's not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But they do believe when you give for God, when you give it to Jesus, he will do so many things. Right? And he gonna take care of our family. He gonna take care of your house. If we take care of others, he gonna take care of us. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I'm not from this country. And he blessed me. You know, this is a, you know, when I see that, you see that young man right here, crying in this corner? And it's like, 90, 80 degree inside there. Mm-hmm. And when I see that picture, it's worth it. Every penny that you can give for God. They're hungry for Jesus. And me and you, we can make possible with Jesus. Amen? Where every pray that you can pray for them. It will help. It don't have to just them. It could be in any country. I'm pretty sure the pastor have places that he want to get there, that he want to be there. But we cannot do it alone. We need the whole church to be involved. I'm there preaching. It's very, very, very hot.
Very hot. We took the children on our very first trip there. We went for 9 days, and they wanted to come back the same day. That's how hot it was. It's very hot. Yeah.
Yes. ¿Estos son los jóvenes?
This is the youth group. And they were worshiping the Lord with a dance routine.
Cuando nosotros vamos allá.
When we go over there.
Y vemos todos estos niños.
And we see all these children.
Decimos siempre que vale las penas.
We always say that it is worth it.
Y estamos dispuestos a darlos todo.
And we are willing to give it all.
Porque nosotros tenemos que llevar el evangelio por todo el mundo.
Because we must take the gospel to the, throughout the world.
Dios no nos llamó para estar en cuatro paredes.
God did not call us to be in four walls.
Esta es de una manera que nosotros podemos ayudar a Nicaragua.
This is one of the ways that we can help in Nicaragua.
Y es una manera de la que usted puede ayudar la iglesia local.
And it's a way that the local church can help.
Y la visión de la iglesia local
and
y el pastor.
And the vision of the local church and the pastor.
Hay muchas maneras.
There are many ways.
De cómo nosotros hacer donaciones.
For us to make a donation.
Para las misiones.
For missions.
Tal vez su cheque que usted gana no es lo suficiente.
Maybe the paycheck that you receive is not enough.
Pero usted puede vender sándwiches.
But you can sell sandwiches.
Usted puede hacer car wash.
You can do car washes.
Hay un sinnúmero de cosas que nosotros podemos hacer.
There are a lot of things that we can do.
Y eso es lo que nuestra iglesia hace.
And this is one of the things that our church does.
Cuando hicimos ese car wash, recogimos por lo menos $500.
When we did this car wash, we collected about $500.
Aquí estamos vendiendo pasteles.
Here we are making pasteles. They're almost like tamales, but they are a green banana base instead of corn base.
And there's a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of peeling green banana. I mean, if you're not Dominican, you cannot peel, or Puerto Rican, you cannot peel banana. I don't know. That's good. It's good. It's worth it. You know, when I saw that case of banana, it was like 10 of them. And I only see people laughing and say, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, when we go to those places, Jesus do an amazing thing. When we be able to help put bread in somebody's hand that they don't have anything, it's like rejoice. You know? And then you know that you're doing what God called you to do.
I wanted to point out that the activities that we do, the sales, the car wash, it's not just one group. It's not just the youth. It's the whole church. We have the children, the youth, the elders. We have everybody there working, washing a car. Maybe someone is taking the offering that the people are giving us. It's an activity for everyone. When we make the pasteles, it's a once-a-year thing because it's a lot of work. But for this one that we did here for Nicaragua, we sold about $1,000 worth of pasteles. And it did take us 2 days to make them because, you know, we have to make the meat. And we also have to make the what do you call that in English? Like the paste that's green banana based. You have to make all that, and it takes a lot of time. And then you have to put them together. So we also create our own assembly line. Here's our assembly line. And, you know, we have our church is mostly family. Julian's mom, my mom, his sister and her husband and children, and my sister and her husband and children. There are other people there as well, but it's all family. We're one big family. And when we say we want to do something for missions, everyone is on board. Everyone says yes.
Which is very difficult.
It can be difficult.
To be a pastor for your family. But if God calls you, you're going to do it.
Yes. And I think when people are on fire for Christ, you're not going to have a no answer. You know, everyone's going to say, I'm there. What can I do? How can I help? And what can I buy?
What does that mean, fire for Christ?
On fire for Christ?
Yeah.
To be on fire for Christ?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's just like we have to call the fire. You know, it's something that you cannot contain yourself. That you want to, like, right, what your name again?
Marquise.
When I started talking with Marquise, I know God put something beautiful in his heart. The spirit is like a connection in there. And he have the heart. So I want you put him in prayer and his family. Because I do believe that when God called me, called my wife, the whole family, when God called the pastor, he's called his beautiful wife right there beside him. Right? So if he called you, the whole family coming.
Here's one of the other things that we did also for funds. We had a dinner where we set up the whole church tables, and we sold these tickets. Instead of just giving a ticket to reserve the spot, we actually sold tickets for $10. And it worked out pretty good for us. I think we also made about $1,000.
Yep.
Just selling the tickets without counting the offerings that people made.
Recuerde.
Remember.
Que yo sé que han sucedido muchas veces.
I know that it has happened a lot.
Que gente da el dinero para misiones.
That people give money for missions.
Y no sabemos dónde va el dinero.
And we don't know where the money goes.
No ha pasado mucho, right?
It has happened a lot.
Pero por eso nosotros le enseñamos esta foto.
That is why we show this picture.
Usted podría decir, bueno, pero cualquiera puede tirar una foto.
Yeah, you could probably say that anyone could take a picture.
Well, you saw me up there preaching. And every morning that you give for that, for the work of Jesus.
All the money.
All the money, we put it in there. Nosotros pagamos los pasajes.
We pay for their airline.
De los pasteles del car wash. De los pasteles
el dinero.
Del dinero.
Fue usado para los pasajes.
El primer pastel que hicimos.
The first sale for the pasteles that we made, the money was used for travel.
Amén.
Airline.
Normalmente hacemos esto.
Normally we do this.
Porque hay gente que le gustaría llegar.
Because there's people that want to go.
Y es importante.
And it is important.
Que si hay gente que le gustaría ir a la misión.
That if there's people that would like to go to missions.
Y su pastor está de acuerdo.
And their pastor is in agreement.
Usted puede llegar.
That they can go.
Recuerde.
Remember.
Que no es fácil.
That it is not easy.
Salir de esta silla.
To get out of this chair.
Tan cómoda.
It is so comfortable.
Aire acondicionado.
You have AC.
Abre la nevera.
You open your fridge.
Hay leche.
There's milk.
Hay conflay.
There's cereal.
Hay carne.
There's meat.
Pero cuando tú vas a otro país.
But when you go to another country.
Que muchas veces tienes que quedarte parado.
And many times you have to stay standing.
Que las sillas son duras.
The chairs are hard.
Que no hay aire acondicionado.
There is no air conditioning.
I want to go back to America quick. So, quizás no todos podemos llegar a la misión físicamente.
Not all of us can go to missions physically.
Pero monetariamente podemos llegar.
But monetarily we can go financially.
Esta es la propiedad que compramos.
This is the property that we purchased.
Por $10,000.
It was $10,000.
Sometimes we do have to fight. A veces tenemos que pelear.
Sometimes we do have to fight.
A veces trabajamos con gente.
Sometimes we work with people.
Que no están de acuerdo.
That don't agree.
Y tenemos que seguir trabajando.
And we still have to continue working.
Porque no todos tienen la misma visión.
Because we do not all have the same vision.
Uno dice no se puede.
One will say it's not possible.
Otro dice se puede.
Another say it is.
Escúchenlo los dos.
Listen to us both.
Y sigue el que dice se puede.
And follow the one that says that we can.
Este hombre.
This man.
Él tiene problemas con el alcohol. Tenía.
He used to be an alcoholic.
Pero Dios lo libertó del alcohol.
But the Lord has freed him from the alcohol.
Amén. Lo que hace Dios.
What the Lord does.
El pastor, la esposa y una de la hija.
This is the pastor, Ronald. Do you see the resemblance? And his wife and daughter.
Este es el lugar donde compramos.
This isn't the same, the land that we bought.
Así estaba el lugar.
This is what the land used to look like.
Mire aquí.
Look at this here.
Si eso es en Estados Unidos.
If this was in the United States.
¿Qué hacemos nosotros?
What do we do?
Are we going to rent a truck or something to pull it out, right? Eso es en America. Let's get it done. Right? It's not easy over there. I'm telling you, we have so nice over here. And it's okay. It's beautiful. I just told you so you can know we've been blessed. You know? When you get up in the morning, don't complain about it. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everything is possible over here in America. With Jesus. So we can help others.
I just want to point out that this is the pastor. This is not a church member. This is the pastor trying to cut the roots of the tree so that they can pull it out.
Don't do that, it's in America. That's not safe. No, we cannot do that. Pastor, you talk to the insurance agency? You have insurance for that? So we don't have that over there. So we got to do this thing. And the thing is, they do it with such a love. Even little kid working in there. You see that the cable? The weld, they use that for weld.
Right here, the welding machine.
Yeah. It's so dangerous.
I wrote here, the Pastor Ronald is delivering wood. The women were going to make, we're going to cook, but they don't have a stove. So they have to get the wood together, and they have a big pot that on the outside it's already black because they use it so much on the wood. And that's what they cook on.
That's the pickup truck he has.
That's his pickup. I also put on here that Pastor Ronald has no salary. He doesn't get paid. And yet he does what has to be done for the glory of God in his church.
I mean, yes, over here in America, there's so many pastors, they don't get paid. And many of them, they have to work. No, I don't get paid. I got to work. My pastor, he worked hard for a long time. Amen. And he know. But they do it. And he still had to take care of his family. And he still had to work hard in the church.
This is one of the other the pastor's daughters. And you can see how she's outside. Look at the flames. And she has to watch herself that she doesn't get burned. And then over here, this is the pastor's wife and a church member. And they're frying something. I don't know what it is. But their little stove here is part of it is the rim of a tire. Where the tire goes on, that's the rim. And they just, you know, find a way to make things work.
You know, I tell my kid, when we go over there, sometimes we take them to Dominican Republic, and I show them how the life is over there. They have it so easy over here. And I don't keep saying this, that we have it easy because, well, you know, hey, God bless me, and hey, this is the place that I want to be, and I'm happy. So we had to teach our family, the kid, you know, because sometimes we just forget where we come from, man. And then, you know, when I came to America, I remember that the only word that I know how to say, yes, yes, yes. You want me to kill you? Yes, yes, yes. Right? And I spoke a little bit with my brother here.
Marquise.
Marquise, I'm sorry, I'm so bad. And he told me the experience that he had a little bit. He told me, oh, man, I feel like out of place over there. You know, when I'm back in America, hey, I'm okay. But when I'm over there, oh, I feel so bad. But now I know what you guys went through. You know? And that's happened when we have God in our heart. You know, we not just leave us no more. We care about somebody now. The way he did, he left everything. Jesus left everything that he had over there for his father. He's the perfect mission guy that came on earth. I'm sorry for my English, you know. But I don't care. I'm in America. So he left everything. The me and you, we really, really to leave everything? That we prepare to leave everything to and able to help others? Only through him. When he touch your heart, you will do it. We will do it when he touch our heart. Look at that. I say all the time when my daughter is ready to get married, I'm gonna take her over there because the men work hard over there. She not agree with me.
No. I believe they were carrying dirt to fill the altar because it's not like in the ground. Like we lift it here with wood, and they're lifting it with dirt and cement and cinder blocks. So. They were carrying dirt. I want to point out here also at the smile on this young man's face, and he's not playing with a computer, you know, or a tablet or a phone. You know, he's pushing dirt, and look how happy he is. And even the girl next to him, you can see the smile on her face because they know that there is a purpose, that God has a purpose in their life and why God is allowing them to build this church there. Someone has to reach the community, and they want to be the ones to do that.
And that's where your money go. Pastor and I, we cannot do it by ourselves. We can pray, and we put our part. We can still not do it. We need people like you to help us to do that. Really, God called us to do this. There's so many people up there. You know, right there in your backyard. They're right there. Your neighbor. See, because I believe the mission started from your house. We can help these people. Yes, it's okay. It's beautiful. You know, I got the feeling. But we have to start it right there from your house. The neighbor. Help him. Open the door for the car. Put the groceries in the trunk. Tell him about God. See, you cannot just feel the people. You know, remember. You give it the bread, but you give it the word, the spirit. Amen? So when they die, they don't die forever. Yeah, hallelujah. They will go over there and say, you know, Pastor, I forgot your name.
Tony.
When they go over there, they're going to say, Pastor Tony, give me a breath and also give me a breath of life. That's why I'm here. You know, so many of us just wasting our time saving for what? And we don't want to help others. It's okay to save, to put your kid in college. It's okay. I don't say don't do it. Save and give for God. When you go into the bank account, you're going to have surprise sometime. I just keep spending, you know, and I have more and more. And somebody give a layoff in your company or whatever you work. But you're not. You're still there. That's the way I believe that God worked with us.
I want to point out again here that there's no safety harness. They have no hard hats. They just climb up there and, you know, do what they have to do. And this is really high.
That's not allowed in America.
This is like a probably twice as high as here.
Yeah.
It's really high. They're just starting the frame. To weld the pieces of metal or hammer the pieces of metal into the bricks.
And some of these people, they're not even a believer. They just there to help.
And they're doing the work for free.
So, so we got the opportunity to talk about Jesus. And some of them say, you know what? Hey, I'm helping. You help me with my heart. I help you with the labor. Oh, that's so beautiful.
So here they put the first piece of the frame for the roof.
Remember, we a smart church. They do the work. They do the part. And we help her with the money. And they also help with the money. Mm-hmm. We spend about $35,000 right now in there. And we don't have building. Right? Well, you know what? One day we have a building. If we don't have it here, we will have it over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Here they had their first service in the church without a roof. There's no front wall and there's no doors. This is the back part of the church.
See, we have choice over here. We can give Bible classes in any of this room. They don't have choice. Right? They can just worship God. See, that way. See, they don't care. We care here because we got it so easy. And, hey, cannot do that. It's easy to the Holy Spirit to come without roof. You don't have to struggle to go through the door.
The city won't even let you have service here like
not
this.
Here.
This is the altar. And because of their construction is different, because of the earthquakes, you know, how things shift around. So they use a lot of dirt and pieces of brick and stones to fill up the altar.
This is Brother Marco, a guy from our church. Please, tonight when you go home, help me pray for him. He's not coming to church no more. He's in the house. You know, sometimes situation that you go through there, it's hard to go back. But I believe that God has something special with this guy. You know? So tonight, his name is Marco. You know, when you're in your room and your prayer, put Marco in there. Esa es una de las maneras que ayudamos a los niños.
This is one of the ways that we help the children. They were receiving a gift with some school supplies, a notebook, pencils.
I mean, look at that. That's not beautiful. You know, when you go over there and you see all these young kids, you know, don't you want to stand up and talk about God? How beautiful is God?
They're all here. They're digging the hole for the septic tank, which there's no tank. They will make walls of bricks. They have some special brick. It's made out of stone, so it's actually cut into a rectangle, but it's a huge stone that's cut to that size. So they're digging the hole by hand, no power tools, no machines.
And again, this is all, a lot of them, they don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. They just come in and see you work and say, well, this is for God. I want to work. Of course, the pastor in the end gave an offer, something to, because these people work day by day. They don't have a regular job like me and you, right? They will go and work for one day for you and will work for one day for somebody else. And that's the way they feed the family. And we don't talk about they have two kids. They have 5A, you know?
That's what the restrooms look like now. If you can see here, the bottom bricks here are the stones that are cut to size, and then from there up are cinder blocks.
I mean, I tried to lift it out one of them. I feel so embarrassed, I couldn't do it. Too much of cheeseburger. And they come and just pick it up. So we eat so much hamburger. If you eat five in a whole month or in a week, I know you look at me like, I don't eat that in a whole month. I can eat that in a whole day. But just E4 and give the rest for the mission.
So this is the altar right now. This is the church. What it looks like. They were able to put a slab of cement down here right in front of the altar. But the rest of the church is still dirt. And two-thirds of the roof is on. We'll see that in a couple of pictures more. I think this was they were celebrating the 4 years of the church.
Yeah. I mean, even they did a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all this job, this work, they do it by hand. All these.
They have to carry their equipment every time they have a service. And they have service 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So they have to set up these chairs.
We would be fired already. If we do this, we'd be just me and you.
They have to set up their chairs and any audio system that they will have, they have to set it up every time they have a service. Again, here there's no safety harness and the welding is done up there. And here I wrote that the church members are anxious to see the church building completed. The work they do is voluntary. There is no compensation for the work they do other than the one that the Lord gives them, and they're okay with that.
They use the truck. See, we don't have the little giant ladder to no. go up. So they have to use...
Yeah, they have the ladder on top of the truck.
Which is, if I go over there, I don't get in that. See, I'm American now, so I know the dangers. You know, it's no insurance over there. Who are going to put a lawsuit or something? Right?
Yeah, who are you going to sue?
Over here, we do. So, these people need all the prayer you can get.
Here is another church member again on the ladder. And as you can see, this cord right here, they're welding up there.
A lot of different already, right?
That's the church building right now. The part that's missing, which is the front from here toward back this way, ooh. It's an area that's going to be two stories. It's going to have the pastor's office and the audio.
The restroom.
Audio room is going to be upstairs. The restrooms are downstairs, the outside of the church. So that part is going to take quite a bit to lift it up because, you know, financially it's gonna take a lot.
Well, I asked Brother Rolando, and I said, Brother Rolando, why they put the window all the way up there? You know what he told me? There's a lot of thief in there. So we got to put the window up so they don't go.
So that way they can't climb in. This is the vision of the pastor, that the church will look like this when they're done.
Yes. And the only way we're going to have a finish is just for people like you and me that have the heart. Amen. You know, maybe $5 is not much for you. You know, $7. We do that every day. $7, quarter pound of word. French fry and stuff from McDonald's. We do that. Right? But $1 is 26 Cordoba over there. They can buy a maybe doblo. Meno. Uno y pico. Un bloc pueden comprar.
So they can buy one of the stone bricks with a dollar.
So, a veces nosotros no podemos dar mucho para la misión.
Sometimes we cannot give a lot for missions.
Pero poco a poco.
But little by little.
Si lo vamos a juntando.
If we start saving it up.
Como dijo Pablo.
Like Paul said.
Dile que lo vayan juntando.
Tell them to start saving it up.
Para cuando yo venga no haya que estar recogiendo.
So that when I come back, we don't have to be collecting.
Amen. No es solamente dar dinero.
It's not only to give money.
Quizá usted no tiene dinero.
Maybe you don't have any.
Pero tú puedes orar.
But you can pray.
Oiga, no hay algo más fuerte que la oración.
There's nothing more powerful than prayer.
Si usted me da a mí $1,000,000,
if you give me $1,000,000,
y me dice que va a orar por mí por 5 años,
and you tell me you're going to pray for me for 5 years,
I'll probably get $1,000,000. Because that's the way we are. Pero la oración es más fuerte que $1,000,000.
But prayer is stronger than $1,000,000.
Amen. Esta es una hermana que la hermana de las pastoras de Elisa.
This young lady right here is my sister.
Ella fue con nosotros a la misión.
She went with us in 2014 on missions.
Esta es una casita de uno de los miembros de la iglesia.
This is the house of one of the church members.
Tiro esa foto para que usted vea.
We took this picture to show people.
Para que nosotros no nos quejemos más.
So that we don't complain anymore.
I'm tired to live in this little house over here. I'm tired to live in this apartment. Well, she's not tired. She's grateful she have a house and happy with Jesus. You know?
This is the main house, which I believe is divided into two rooms. There's no kitchen in it. There's no bathroom in there. Just a sleeping area.
Nosotros hicimos... Le compramos esos bloques.
We were able to buy these stone bricks that are right here.
Para que ella comience a ayudar a hacer su casita.
So that she can start building her house from stone or bricks instead of the sheets of metal.
Queremos hacer más.
We want to do more.
Pero financieramente muchas veces no podemos.
But financially sometimes we cannot.
Pero oramos a Dios.
But we pray to God.
Que Dios envíe gentes.
That he will send people.
Que le ponga eso en el corazón.
That will put that in their hearts.
Para que sigamos apoyando.
So that we can continue to help them.
Esa niña, por un patrón, un momento. Esa niña tiene por lo menos 14 años.
I believe 15. That she was about 15 years old.
Mira esa niñita que tiene, hija de ella.
And she already has a child.
Y son una familia como de 10.
And they are a pretty big family, about 10.
Algunos de los hijos de ella.
Some of the ladies' children.
Tocan música en los supermercados.
Play music at the supermarkets.
Para poder conseguir dinero para llevar a la mamá.
In order to collect money to take to their mom. This is their restroom.
Yeah.
Their toilet is in there, and it's, as you can see, it's just plastic and a sheet that's covering the front.
Now, if you go to the mission, will you use that? Are you ready to use that? It's easy to go to the mission and stay in the hotel, nice hotel. But when you go over there and you're going to spend $300 in the hotel and you see this situation, you just spend on them. That's why. Maybe we all not be able to go to mission. But we can do something now. We can help.
This is their kitchen and laundry area. They do their dishes there, and they wash their laundry there. And as you can see, the water just stays. It's just accumulates right there in the spot.
If I told my daughter to go get me some water, she will probably don't go over there. If you told your daughter to go get some water, she's probably not going to go over there. We got to give thank God every day for what we have. Every day. You know, it could be worse. It's so good to be an American. It's so good to be here. It's so good to have my passport, right? But you know what? God allowed me to get here so we can help others. Amen? God allowed you to be here tonight so we can help others. And like I said, it's not only them. So many people need help. Your neighbor, remember, right there in your backyard, praying. See, this church right here, the pastor preaching every Sunday. And he just preaching every Sunday. But your job and my job is to go get the people. He cannot, he just preaching every day. Make sure that las ovejas,
the sheep,
estén bien.
Are okay.
Pero el pastor no pare oveja.
Pastor, the pastors do not give birth to sheep.
Las ovejas paren oveja.
Sheep have sheep.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to tell you. Dios nos llamó a nosotros.
God called us.
Para predicar el evangelio.
To preach the gospel.
Sometimes we feel so comfortable sitting in this chair. And I, allow me to say this, Pastor. But what? I give my tithes and my offering. Somebody else can go outside and go get that people. He was rich in heaven, Jesus, and he left everything and come and die for me and you. He don't have to do that, but he did for the love of God. So now we have to do the same thing. Amen. If you're a son of God, so you got part of the DNA. My English getting better. If we have the DNA, right? I want to be like my father. Right? And my father did that. He went and he came down here. Jesus came and he prayed for the people. And he healed the people. And he feed the people. No, I'm safe and I feel comfortable right here. I don't want to go out of here. Mm-mm. And we're going to be in fire for Christ, right? And then we're going to show that. You know? If God do something in your heart, you got to go have to go over there and do the same thing. And don't be saying, oh, this guy is bad. He's no good. Look at him. Well, you're not good either. And he still came and died for me and you. You know? He's the only one that can say that. And he don't do it. Amen. I'm sorry. I don't have to come back tomorrow to preach because I already did.
I got to tell him your time is running out. Or yes. Right now.
All right. Esto es aquí en Lancaster.
This is in Lancaster.
Lo que le estaba diciendo.
What I was telling you.
Que no es en estas cuatro paredes.
That it's not in these four walls.
Afuera.
It's out there.
Well, you know what? You're going to have a permit to go outside. But you know what? In Lancaster, you don't have to do in the week.
Mm-mm. Monday through Friday, you don't need no permit.
No. And we don't see that no more. Do you see that in the street? Around here, do you see that in the street? Do you see somebody preaching in the street? No, because we got beautiful building. And we're too comfortable inside. Even the pastor had the vision, but the people don't want to go.
I already changed the fuel.
Okay.
We even have our own. We take a speaker. Brother Marco used to play the guitar. We would connect even one of the phones to the system so that we can play music. And also then Julian would be preaching, or Brother Chris.
Rolando.
Pastor Chris. Rolando's right back here. We would give water out and tracts. We would walk up and down the street, ask people if they wanted prayer, and some would say yes. Some would say, no, I'm okay. And, well, we know they're not okay, right? But we respect their answer. But a lot of them will take the water. We had one street service on the corner, I can't remember, East West End Avenue or something like
right,
that,
right.
Where a lady lived right across the street, and she just came over to us and, who gave you permission to be here? Well, we don't need a permit. Well, and then, you know, the argument started, and she started yelling at us. She was in my face, cursing at me, you know, all these big nasty words, and that we needed to turn everything off and we needed to go. But we kept her cool, and Julian came over, and he started talking to her as well, and she just wouldn't calm down. And then the police came, and they, I'm going to say God sent them, because I believe he did. The police came, and they asked, you know, what's the problem? And they took her aside, and they started talking to her. They told us to continue. They said, you know, just continue. You're fine. And the lady walked away, and after the cops left, she came right back, and she started, you know, walking towards our equipment. So we made like a circle, you know, around our equipment, keeping her away from the people that were preaching and away from the equipment without touching her. And we were able to finish, even with her there. We didn't let her stop us. We even had people that were not Christians that were just standing at the corner listening, come to defend us, you know, telling her, maybe not in the right way, but they defended us, telling her to leave us alone, that we were not bothering her. And she just kept saying, what you're saying is bothering my ears. And we understood that that was the enemy.
Well, of course she's going to
bother
the ear.
Because who else would it bother if it wasn't the enemy? You know,
yes.
Just be quiet. Turn your stuff off. It's bothering me. Your music and your words, they're bothering me. And we knew that we needed to continue even faster, even harder. We needed to keep going. So we were able to finish because we were only go for an hour. Our services are only for an hour in the streets. And we finished our service and packed up our stuff and we left.
And we're still alive.
And we're still alive. That day, Pastor Mark and Tim Golden and Pastor Mark Justice, that were there with us. And that was the first day they went. And
they
I think that was
you
the
guys
only
crazy.
Day. They did say we were crazy.
Well,
you know?
Sometimes you have to be crazy.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe sometimes you have to do that. Well, then, era otro servicio.
It was a different service.
Fuimos para que una señora no deje conectarnos de electricidad.
We asked if they can let us use their electricity, plug an extension
dijeron
cord.
Dijeron que no.
And they said no.
Ese día lo hicimos así.
And that day we did it like that.
La próxima semana.
I said next week.
Le dije a algunos hermanos de la iglesia.
I said to some of the brothers in the church.
I need money. I'm going to buy myself a generator. They were not going to fool me. This is America. Everything is there. So we did both one. And we have it. And now we don't have to ask. We just have to plug it in. Mm-hmm. Man. You think he's going to close the door? But he's wrong, because when Jesus opened that door, no devil can close that door.
Amen.
But when he closed, nobody can open. Amen?
Amen.
Five more minutes, 10 more minutes. Five.
Okay. I'm surprised that you're not looking at the time. It's so big back there.
I do right here. They're not sleeping yet.
No, they're not asleep yet.
This is Dominican Republic. Right?
This little girl right here is my Natasha. the ladies.
Aquí fue que yo me crié.
This is where I was born and raised.
En ese barrio.
In this town. And you can see they're, you know, washing the meat and... They have their food. The bananas are right
maybe,
there on the ground.
Maybe for some of you, they say, oh, that's not too healthy. For me, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. This is the after. This is what the food looked like after it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also cooked outside, you know, with wood.
That pig is still screaming.
The pig was still screaming? Okay. It was pork and bananas.
You see, you saw in Nicaragua, right? The house, a little house. Well, look here. That's one house. Somebody lived there too. Mm-hmm. Look at that. You see, like this little girl, I was like that when I hear that preaching preach. And you look at that picture and you say, oh, wow. But look, I was in the same position many, many years ago. And today, God allowed me to come to America and go back to my people, you know, and feed my kid. Like Jesus came to them, and then I received them. So he went elsewhere to us. That's why we're here today, because somebody prayed for us. Somebody come back. All right? Your grandfather, your mother, your neighbor pray for you. So that's why we're here. We cannot forget where we came from. This in church over there also is hot, crazy hot in Dominican Republic. I mean, you can look at how I tell the difference. Look the hair around. I can tell this is American.
This right is here. Your daughter.
Because the hair. So we have thank to God every day.
It is very hot there
too. It's very hot.
That church was steaming hot.
Yes.
Very hot.
This is the kid that we, every year when we go, we feed them. Every year. And God allowed me to build this house over there in Dominican Republic. That was our house, my family's house. And when we get there, they're waiting for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we bring stuff for them. They waiting so we can come back. They know we're not going to go empty hand. And the best thing is, don't just feed them with the food that it will die. Feed them with the word of God. Amen. I mean, when you see that, don't you want to be able to help? That's we'll go back one more. That's my son right here, Christopher, helping. You know, one day, even if he walk away, the seed's already planted in there. He'll be back. Hopefully, he don't walk back. But we have to teach him. We have to teach our family, our kid. We're responsible for that. Look, Natasha.
Every year when we go, it's the same group of children that are always waiting. Because Julian has family there still, and we let them know we're going to go. And when we go, there's these plastic barrels that there's a company, they're Dominicans. There's two out of Lancaster that you can purchase the barrel from them.
$20.
I think it went up to 25.
25.
You buy the barrel, you fill it up, and then for $100 they ship it.
You can put anything you want in there. You can put school supplies. Mm-hmm. We tell people, bring your school supplies. See, you don't even have to bring the money. Just bring school supply.
Yeah, it's not weighed. Yeah. Whatever you can fit in there, as much as you can fit in there.
Clothes.
And you can put it in there and we ship it. And it takes about 3 weeks to get there. So we send it about a month before we go. So when we get there, the barrel's already there. And then when we open them up, you know, the kids know that we're there and we give them clothing, shoes, anything that we take for the kids, we give away.
And we're going to go back in June and tell them the church over there, Pastor Mark Church, whatever they can bring is school supplies, because this time we want to feed some other kid in another village, which is really, really, really bad. And they started opening a church in there, and we want to help. And anything that we just throw away here, I mean, we don't want to give anything that really, really, it's not worth it, but thing that we don't care about it. You know, over there, so important for them.
We live in New Holland in an apartment building, and we've experienced that there's people, they have so much that they just throw things away. The children are growing up, and they wear a pair of shoes once or twice, and instead of donating it, they throw it in the trash. We found bags and bags and boxes of clothing, children's clothing, even with tags on it. Because Julian works there, and he has to make sure that, you know, there's no trash around the dumpsters. And when he looks in there, he can see all this stuff, you know.
Now they call me the dumpster diver.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I'm feel good. They don't know what I do it for. Yeah. And Jesus said, yeah, do that.
Sometimes they even leave paper bags full of groceries outside the dumpster because they know somebody will take it. But it's stuff that we know they get at a food bank in the area. You know, and that's one of the things that these people in the Dominican Republic and in Nicaragua don't have. There's no food bank. There's no clothing bank other than whoever goes over there and takes things. When Brother Rolando goes to visit his family, they always take stuff for their family as well. You know, but we don't want to reach only Julian's family or only the people in the community where he was from. We want to go somewhere else because there are other areas that are more poor. So after we had, after the children ate, we had a service for them right in our yard. And it was just so nice to see these children were so grateful for just a plate of food. And you give them a plate of food and they'll come back the next day with a bag full of lemons, you know, or just anything. A couple mangoes, they'll walk out into the you know, the wooded areas where the mango trees are at, and they'll bring you a few mangoes because they're so grateful and that's all they can give you. Whatever they can pick up from the land is what they can give you. And for us, that's awesome because to buy a mango here, you got to pay $2 when we get it for free.
Yeah.
So we had service after eating. And Julian asked the children who wanted to sing a song to the Lord. And these three girls were the first ones to lift up their hand and volunteer. I want to sing. And they were not embarrassed to do it. You know, they just sang. They sang what they knew and how they knew how to do it.
Don't look my belly, please. My wife overfeed me that day.
Yeah. And some people, like this young man right here, they just still like to cook that same way, you know?
Hey, I come from there.
It tastes pretty good, though.
Yeah, I love it. I enjoy it.
So here's Pastor Julian cooking outside.
It's good. Love it. Amen. So yo espero.
I expect
que esto sea una forma
that this can be a way
de que usted sea tocado,
for you to be touched,
que usted pueda dar para Dios,
that you can give for the Lord.
Quizá usted no puede dar hoy, mañana,
maybe you cannot give today or tomorrow,
o quizá en todo un mes,
or maybe within a month,
pero puede hacer una promesa,
but you can make a promise,
y ayudar a su pastor.
And help your pastor.
Y dígale que se puede.
And tell him that it can be done.
Que usted está ahí dispuesto para ayudarlo.
That you're willing to help.
Necesitamos un pueblo entero.
We need
una iglesia completa.
A whole church.
Si en algo vamos a estar de acuerdo,
if in one thing we're going to agree,
es para ayudar a la comunidad.
Is to help the community.
Recuerde, no solamente dale dinero.
Remember that it's not just to give money.
Dale comida.
Or give food.
Es hablarle de Dios.
It's to talk to them about God.
Eso es lo más importante.
That is the most important thing.
Dios le bendiga y Dios le guarda.
God bless.